This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, we got one more hour without Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be back at, the third hour of the program, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast, everywhere in between, depending upon where you live. But he'll be back on Newsmax, of course, on television and on the radio as well. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. You can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. And I'm going to grab a couple of calls in a second, but I wanted to just kick off this hour to talk about something that I mentioned last night. Then I dug up some of the research because I think it's important. People are getting dumber. Yeah, it's not a judgment. I'm not taking a shot. It's a global fact. IQ scores have actually started to decline. Now, there's a legitimate question about the relationship between IQ, intelligence, all that goes along with that. IQ scores, again, predict things like education, achievement, longevity. So if IQ scores are really dropping, and they are, that could mean many different things. I talked about this a little bit last night. Is it because of the games? Is it because of the low attention span? Is it maybe maybe you got more kids with ADD? Maybe you're giving kids too much medicine when they're younger. Maybe kids just want to grow up to love the Kardashians and spend 15 seasons just buried in that stuff. The United States, by the way, has not yet been hit by the IQ wall, but it is coming. We've experienced some sort of lowering of the IQ, but other countries, the IQs are plummeting. So if we want to prevent that in America, and we don't want to suffer that same fate, we've got to figure out what is causing IQs to go down. Because you think about it, man, we want every generation to be better than the one before, right? So current IQ test design to measure core cognitive skills, short-term memory, problem-solving, speed, visual processing, all of that, right? All that goes along with that. But and by the way, there's been massive gains in the IQ in the 20th century. It's gone skyrocketed up, but now it's plateaued, and now it's going in the other direction. And the study that I'm referencing right now basically dealt with Scandinavia, Britain, Germany, France, and Australia. So low IQs. The average intelligence being pulled down again over and over again. Kids are getting dumber. Alternatively, widening immigration, by the way. They're saying that this is it. It's called a dysgenic fertility. Right, what it means basically is that you've got cultures sort of merging together, and that is causing people maybe to not necessarily be as smart. And children born, by the way, to high IQ parents, you would think, okay, if their parents have an IQ that's high, then the kids will have an IQ that's high. But that's actually not happening either. That's actually dropping. So it's sort of fascinating. They're saying maybe environmental factors are having something to do with the lower IQ scores, et cetera, et cetera. So to me, it's just an amazing thing because you've got all these different factors. They're even saying maybe global warming, believe it or not, if you believe in it, is making food less nutritious and sapping people's ability to focus. So yeah, I always find the IQ test fascinating. You know, you find out some of these people that you didn't know had a high IQ, they do. And some people that maybe you thought were really, really bright or brilliant, and they turn out to be dumb as a stump. Let's go out to Waterford, where Leo is waiting. Leo, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Lee, and I'm glad you were able to take my call. So I'm just going to reflect on what you said about the dumbing
down. Leo, you got to talk a little louder for me, Leo.
Oh, I'm going to talk about the dumbing down of America, where you talked about the kids becoming less intelligent.
Yes.
The more we mollycoddle kids, the more we make excuses for them.
You got to speak up. You got to speak up, Leo.
Okay. The more we make excuses for these kids, the more we don't hold them accountable. It may seem like they are less IQ. Are you able to hear me or not?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. And, a guy named Brothenberger in 1974 wrote an essay on learning and compared it to, environmental,
Yep.
And a lot of it's got to do with nurturing, and it's more socioeconomic, in lower, and it doesn't matter what grade, but in more in socioeconomic situations, those at the bottom are not going to get that kind of nurturing that's going to make them achieve in a scholastic, situation. And also, these high-stake tests and these avant-garde modes of educating kids, it's typical now in modern day, these educational experts will throw something against the wall, fix, they go with it, until it runs out. And really, they don't have a plan, and what really is needed, Lee, is they better go back to the old reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Right.
The fundamentals, and by them trying to go with all these different, the magnet school concepts, it's almost like going back to the Montessori classroom. That was a monumental failure.
Right.
And you would think educators would learn that and would understand that, but they don't. They just keep getting kicked in the behind, and
Where did this super specialized classroom come from? Who were the first people to do this?
I think that somebody that had very little classroom experience achieved the position of educational consultant or whatever you want to call it, and they all of a sudden decided, hey, maybe there's a better way to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
They've been trying to do that since Hector was a pup. And you know what? And I'm telling you, you've got now, in the modern pedagogy now in the school I teach in, is that we eliminate basic classes because it's not benefiting those kids. So we put them in with higher achieving kids. And what happens is you've got the haves and the have-nots, and we wind up dumbing down the level of instruction. Because if we held them to the same standard, they couldn't achieve because they can't. And really the state of education in this country is being driven by people they don't know if the ball's blown up or stuck.
How far are we falling behind a country like China, Leo?
Well, we've fallen behind them, Lee, because I'll tell you what. They don't tolerate all the ancillary problems in school that we tolerate.
Right.
We've got discipline problems. We've got this problem. We've got that problem. We've got another problem. You know what? Our job is to educate the kids. And like we used to tell the parents, you love them, we'll teach them.
Does anybody get sent home anymore, or get suspended anymore for bad behavior?
Well,
does that happen?
They do.
Yeah.
They do, and you know what? And you know what? In any situation, there are some kids that are square pegs that don't fit in a round hole.
Right.
And those guys, those individuals that upset the educational process, we have kids in every school district that are dressed to staff and faculty alike.
Right.
And yet, they're somewhat protected by the law. Guess what? These individuals need to be sent home.
Yeah.
In foreign countries, they're not tolerated. You want to fight. You want to insult teachers. You want to attack a teacher. Guess what? You don't belong in that setting.
Absolutely, Leo. Listen, I got to run. Thank you as always. It's a pleasure talking to you. And again, your expertise in the classroom, it always goes a long way on the air. And I hope people out there appreciate that. I go back to, it seems like a million years ago, but. it's the basic stuff that you've got to do. I mean, I was just talking about the IQ. Now, I don't know if one has to do with the other. I don't know. It seems like today you've got more access to all of the information. I mean, it's at your fingertips. When I was a kid, you needed information. You had to go to an encyclopedia. You had to go to the library. You had to look it up. You had to try to find it. Now, I don't know if that's better or worse. I think I like the way it is now. I like the fact that you have information at the touch of a mouse. You can see anything that you want. Now, I don't know if the kids are taking advantage of that. I don't know if it makes it easier, right? I'm not really sure. I think it probably should make them smarter. And, you know, I've got a couple of god kids, and they're both almost brilliant. One's going to Harvard. The other one's still a junior. I mean, it's there are very, very smart kids out there who do a lot of work and get ahead. But I don't know if having all the technology, all the information at your fingertips is good. There's no investigative sort of scenario. Just kind of go to Google and type in what you want to type in, and you find it. There's no self-exploration, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I've also always been a fan of classrooms where you sort of sat around and sort of went back and forth and talked about something. You're talking about the Revolutionary War. Okay, so you all get in a semicircle, and you throw this out, and you throw that out, and you do this, and you do that, and you sort of go over it that way, as opposed just to saying, oh, we'll read chapters 3, 4, and 5, and tomorrow we'll come back and we'll have a quiz on it. Yes, you got to read chapter 3, 4, and 5, otherwise you can't take part in the discussion. But I think you learn a lot more if you have, you know, a back-and-forth dialogue with people. Maybe that's what's missing nowadays. That's very, I mean, possible. Anyway, listen, 17 minutes after the hour, coming up in less than an hour, Wayne Allen Root. He'll be on Newsmax, of course, and right here on the radio for you. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package. And 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm the capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about 9 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll grab a couple calls. We'll go right to him. Todd's been waiting a while out in Connecticut. Todd wants to talk education. What's on your mind, Todd?
Hey, Lee, I noticed when I was in school, they would pass people who should never have been passed, and that's because they used to grade them on a curve level.
Right.
And people who would get an F, they'd bump it up to a D so they could pass them on to the next class and hopefully graduate them. And a couple of years ago, my son was arguing me about how someone had died of a gunshot wound, when in reality, that person did not die of a gunshot wound. They died of some kind of a disease or something. And so what I realized is that when they look stuff up on the internet, they take the very, very first answer that comes up.
Yes.
And so if they look up something on the wrong site, something that's telling propaganda or misleading or something,
correct,
then they get it wrong. And then usually their classmates will also get it wrong because they're looking it up on the wrong site or the very first site that comes up. So then they'll get it wrong, and if the teacher's not smart enough to know the answer before the class starts, then they're going to get it wrong. The teacher's going to get it wrong, they're going to get it wrong, and then it's going to become a consensus, and then that makes it so that they're being misled, and now they're dumb, because they should always question the obvious.
Right.
Think on your own, independent study, double-check stuff, you know, like they say, fact-check, or check your sources. They
sure.
don't do that now. They just snap, first answer, bam, that must be it, and they move on to the next question.
Todd, you know what the most powerful company in the world is? It's Google.
No, I don't know.
It's Google.
It's something to do with religion.
No, it's Google. It's Google. Because think about this. Google can dictate, and I got to let you go because I'm getting a little feedback. Google dictates what the first, second, third thing that you see when you search for something. So you're 100% right. You're right on the money. Your kid goes and searches for something. You know, they're looking up Abraham Lincoln, or they're looking up George Washington, or they're looking up the Revolutionary War, and bang, they look at something and bang, look what happens. All right, Keith in California. Keith, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I was calling about the guy at Yes that they still suspend kids for at school, and out in California they have this thing. It's called ATS, Alternative to Suspension. They don't suspend students like you would think. They'd rather kind of go the kumbaya route, and they don't hold students accountable for their actions, and you know, kids are getting away with murder, and they know it. So there are no ramifications for the behavior to a certain extent. But they're not suspending kids like you think they should.
Think about how many look at how many videos, Keith, I've seen, and I don't know, I'm getting tons of feedback. I don't know, all these videos that you see in these schools where kids are back-talking teachers, even tackling teachers in some cases, so it can get ugly. But, Keith, make your one more point. We've got about 30 seconds. I'll let you take it to then.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I had a couple of kids a couple weeks ago. I had to rush out into the hallway. Something was going on. There was a commotion. When I left the classroom, these kids went in the back of the room and they pulled out a vapor pen and they were getting high in the back of the classroom. I caught them, turned them in. They were told to go home for the rest of the day and they were allowed to return to school the next day.
Unbelievable, Keith. Unbelievable, man. Sorry about the phone kicking back on you. Thank you for weighing in. Don't be a stranger to the show, man. Really good stuff, and keep up the great work as an educator out there in California. All right, we got to run. Bottom of the hour next. We'll come back more with War Now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A federal judge is blocking Mississippi's heartbeat abortion law. The law bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually happens around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The judge wrote that the law prevents a woman's free choice. President Trump is bypassing Congress and invoking emergency authority to sell arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Republican Congressman from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, is a fan of this move.
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region. Those two countries in particular are in a genuine shooting war with Iran. Just last week, more missiles were launched from Yemen by a rebel group supported and funded and trained by Iran.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill, for his wisdom teeth, had an emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month, it's single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
All right, we are back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, the USA Radio Network. It is Friday before Memorial Day. And again, I hope you're enjoying yourself. And Wayne Allen Root will be on the air in about a half hour to be exact. You know what's interesting? So I wanted to get to some immigration stuff. I ran into a couple things. I was reading some stuff today. And I couldn't believe this one story. But think about this. Imagine if your parents break the law, get you into college. You should be expelled from school, right? They should be indicted, charges, convicted, felonies, all that goes along with that, right? Maybe even jail time. Now, although if your parents break the law and get you into the country, you're given free education, health care, American taxpayers' dime, all of that. So does that make any sense? So, you know, you get your kid a scholarship and you go to jail. You con your way a kid to a scholarship, you go to jail, or you could go to jail, but you get your kid in the country to cost us all hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time it's all said and done, and in that case, you're like some kind of a golden child. All right, we'll grab a couple of calls. We'll see what's going on out in Las Vegas, my favorite city. Neil is out there. Neil, good evening. How are you?
Lee, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, you know, I'm caught up in all this deep state controversy. I'm just hoping Attorney General Barr has the testosterone to stand up to the DNA director. What's his name again? Coates?
Right. So you want to see... Go ahead.
He's a snake. He's a total snake. You know? I have no confidence in anything the intelligence community puts out there. We know intelligence guys are liars. They're trained liars. Okay? They gave us the weapons of mass destruction. All right? Dan Coates is part of the deep state. Comey, Brennan and Clapper, trained liar. Sally Yates, trained liar. If you can believe anything any of them say. All right? I'm just not confident. I'm just not confident. I'm not confident in Horowitz, the inspector general, either. You know?
Well, listen, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off soon, but again, we're having a little bit of feedback with the phone, so I apologize, Neil. Always good stuff, and I appreciate you talking, and please don't be a stranger and call back. I'm sure we'll have this thing straightened out next go around. But, you know, it's interesting you bring it up, and the idea of declassifying these documents could go a long, long, long way. We could have some very, very interesting conversations here coming up in the next month or so. As soon as this stuff gets out there and as soon as things start to sort of, you know, maybe the landscape changes a little bit, maybe we'll get a lot more information than they ever hoped that was going to come out. So I'm glad that Trump did that, so we'll see what happens. I want to go back real quick, though, to what I was talking about before Neil called, and that's a little bit more on illegal immigration than aliens. So I ran across this story. It's about a week or so, maybe a little longer than that, maybe 2 weeks old, but... again, I don't get a chance to talk to you all the time, and now I get a chance to talk to you once a week so we can hit some of these stories on a regular basis. But how about this? So, represented by an extremist non-profit group that lists conservative organizations as hate groups, listen to this. 7 illegal immigrants were detained in a workplace raid. They are suing the federal agents that actually arrested them, claiming that they were racially profiled for being Latino. Now listen to this. In a federal court complaint filed in February by their pro bono attorneys in the Southern Poverty Law Center, the aliens assert that immigration customs officials and enforcement agents, ICE of course, violated their constitutional rights by for illegal seizures and equal protection under the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. The raid occurred last spring at a slaughterhouse and meatpacking plant in a small rural town called Bean Station, East Tennessee. Now, agents from ICE and the IRS raided the facility as part of a lengthy investigation into the owner's, again, multi-million dollar tax evasion scheme. And actually, about 100 illegal aliens were arrested, most of them from Guatemala, Mexico. And some had already been deported a couple of times from the United States. Now, the owner of the business, a guy named James Brantley, eventually pled guilty to multiple federal crimes, including tax fraud, wire fraud, unemployment, unauthorized legal aliens, etc. The Fed said he avoided paying nearly $1.3 million in taxes. He hired 150 illegal aliens during the course of that time frame. The scheme began in 1988 and continued through 2018. So the guy was busting the law with illegal immigrants for 30 years. 30 years, okay? He paid the illegals in cash $8 to $10 an hour. And he did this for 30 years. So he saved, like you said, over $1 million. Certainly over $1 million in taxes alone. So the ICE agents and the IRS agents bust these guys. Bust the guy. And by the way, the owner of the slaughterhouse should go to jail for 20 years for doing something. This minimum. Okay, so this is not only about the illegals who are here. I get it. People are coming across. They want a better life. I understand all that. I get it all. But in this case, these guys get arrested. They've been here before illegally. There's over 100 of them at this plant. And now they turn around and they sue. They get some clown from the Southern Poverty Law Center to represent them in court, and they sue these ICE agents. This is the kind of insanity. This is the kind of crazy stuff that we've got to deal with on a regular basis. How are you supposed to be a law enforcement official or somebody who's out there trying to fight the bad guys when every time you turn around, either you've got to fear you're going to be reprimanded for use of any kind of force, or when you actually do your job and you arrest illegals, you get sued by the creeps over at the Southern Poverty Law Center. So, anyway, a couple other things. We know about the $16 billion, Trump pledges $16 billion for those hurt in a trade war. I'm not sure I like this. I'm not really sure about this yet. I've got to see a little bit more about this, but farmers losing money due to the ongoing trade war with China. Other countries going to get some relief in the tune of $16 billion. I got to think that I know the farmers are the absolute heartbeat of this country. But capitalism works if you let it. It'll figure out a way. And I don't know if I want to supplement farmers to this amount. I just don't know if that's the right thing to do. So we'll follow that, of course. Trump and Pelosi continue their war of words. What is with Pelosi? All of a sudden now she's part of the God Squad, right? She's praying for Trump. She prays every night for Trump. She prays for the country over and over again. So all of a sudden she's become this crazy holy roller who is praying for everybody. If I were her, you might want to pray for yourself. You might want to pray for yourself. I'm bouncing all over the place because I got a million different things I want to talk about. Let's see. North Carolina City sues to take down a massive flag. The owner of it's an RV store, refuses to pull it down. It's a 40-foot by 80-foot United States flag. They want to take it down because it's too large. It's too big. It's too much patriotism. I mean, give me a break. The guy's flying a great big flag. Who is it bothering? Who is it hurting? Right? Isn't it on his property? Doesn't he own that business? Can't he fly whatever he wants to fly? When did this kind of stuff happen? What is it, breaking a zoning ordinance? Give me a break. North Carolina Daycare Center closing after five of its toddlers escaped and wandered around near a major road. How exactly does that happen? How do you escape? You're a toddler. I mean, what are you guys doing watching those kids? I mean, playing Xbox, what's going on? And Washington State to allow composting of human bodies. I don't know if you saw this, but this is pretty disgusting. Ashes to ashes, guts to dirt. Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation Tuesday, making Washington the first state to approve composting your loved one after they kick the bucket. Let's go back out to Connecticut where Mike is. Mike, how are you tonight?
We're still kicking here. You're doing a good job here. I'd like to just give a little shout out for this Memorial Day.
Sure.
For all those who have served, past, and are serving. I'd like to also just say, unfortunately, I didn't. I got out of tree at school and I hit the ground going, grinding out the work in the work arena. But as you know, that I'm a member of the auxiliary, the VFW auxiliary.
Right.
And one of the things that people can do if you want to be involved, I didn't serve, but I'm involved, is
right.
I joined the auxiliary some years back. We organized in my area. And we're all one now. The women's auxiliary was already formed, but we've created the men's auxiliary. But now it's just called the auxiliary. But you can do that in honor of a family member. And they're struggling in some areas, so I would highly recommend that they give it some thought. We'll get a few of our kids signed up to be members also, and they keep that card in their wallet, pay every year the dues, right. Get involved. And it is a little tribute to a family member. So please join the auxiliary if you didn't serve, and it's a good thing to do.
Mike, I got to run, the music's playing, but I appreciate it. Appreciate you, and thank you very much for those words. We'll come back one final segment before we turn it over to Wayne. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, no Wayne Allen Root. Well, that's not true. Wayne will be here in about 13 minutes, ready to go. He's probably got a nice suit and tie on, ready to dazzle you for the next hour. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm always honored and happy to fill in for Wayne Allen Root. Got a couple hours today, an hour yesterday. We'll be at you each and every Thursday, it looks like, for the first hour of the program. So we're looking forward to that. So I have a bunch of different things that I wanted to share with you. As far as Memorial Day goes. But I just wanted to give you one thing. I'll just do one thing, and then we'll talk about a couple of different stories. Since General George Washington commanded the Continental Army, 42 million Americans have served under the American flag. In the past 243 years, 1 million American military personnel have been killed in the defense of the Republic, and another 1.5 million have been wounded. Each year, Memorial Day weekend, we honor American patriots who have given their entire full measure of devotion in the service to the Republic so their fellow Americans, me and you, can live in absolute freedom. We're not only honoring American combat veterans who gave away their tomorrows, we also honor veterans who were wounded and any other members of the United States Armed Forces who were separated from their loved ones for long periods of time and put into harm's way. On this Memorial Day weekend, the Republic's most sacred and cherished patriotic holiday, the nation solemnly pays homage to the thousands of Gold Star families for the loss of their loved ones and the enormity of their sacrifice. At one point in their lives, all of those veterans wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for the amount up to and including their lives. Americans should ensure that the nation's youth are taught in their history courses in schools across this nation. Never forget the enormity of the sacrifice through the ages by millions of American patriots that protect and defend the freedoms that we all enjoy. So once again, as I started the show out earlier today, I want to thank all of the veterans who have served. Certainly thank every one of them who have given the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what Memorial Day is all about. In case you didn't know, Memorial Day is for the folks who have served and who have died. So again, shake a veteran's hand tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, wherever you might be, and tell them thank you, because without them, we just wouldn't enjoy the same kind of freedoms that we have now. All right, so that's the serious part. I can't end on that. I can't end like that. I got to end. I got a couple minutes left. So we'll end in a different direction. You know, there's a story that I wanted to share with you guys yesterday, and I just didn't get around to it. But so there's a New Jersey woman. I don't know if you've seen this, but she, and this is a terrible story. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge animal fan. But I have to set you straight on this. So there's a New Jersey woman who is charged. She illegally abandoned a bunch of cats in her house. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. And the cats actually began to eat. They actually attack each other and eat each other. The point is, it's horrible. It's a horrible story. It's not funny. But it goes to show you, and I've said this a million times, I love animals more than probably most people in my life, right? No, not Moby. Maybe. Yes. More than most people in my life. But if I slip and fall and hit my head and no one's there to feed my dog, he's eating me. He's eating me before it's all said and done. I'm telling you. So anyway, take care of your pets, okay? Don't treat them. They're there for you. They love you to death. They're crazy about you. And make sure that you're crazy about them. All right, what else can I share with you before I run out of time? Let's see. What else do I have? 3 years later, Hillary Clinton misses her presidency more than voters do. Hillary's actually back in the news. You may have seen this, but she is stomping her feet and holding her breath. Don't you have a feeling that Hillary Clinton wants to run again? I still think she's going to run again. I deep down, I think she's going to figure out a way to try to wiggle her way in there, which I think would be fantastic for Donald Trump and fantastic for the rest of us, because I can't see a way that she'll win. 96% of Democrat voters say it's important that a presidential candidate supports taking aggressive action to slow effects of climate change. So make sure you mark that down. 91% say it's important a presidential candidate support providing health insurance for all Americans. Of course, we got to get all the freebies. 85% say it's important that the candidate supports taking executive action if Congress fails to pass stricter gun laws. 78% say it's important for the candidate to support making public colleges free. So as I started the show off, if you remember that long ago, I talked about all the freebies that the left wants to give away. One after another after another. And there you go. That latest poll sort of proves me right as far as all that goes. So anyway, what else we have here? Fast food consumption. We'll go to that. According to the CDC, fast food consumption decreases with age. The older you get, the less you want a Big Mac, apparently. The survey found 44% of Americans ages 20 to 39 ate fast food on any given day. I can't remember the last time. I gotta be honest with you. I'm one of those guys who doesn't, I'm like a vegetarian. Sorry, I can't, what can I say? I know that makes me a wimp, right? But I guess 40% of the people actually between 20 and 39 still eat fast food. 46 between 20 and 39. 40% between 20 and 39 again. It's over and over again. Anyway, that's good. You're sick of listening to me. Wayne Allen Root is ready. He's fired up. You guys, see, everyone's sick. See, Chris is sick of listening to me. All right, listen. Yeah, it's been a long week for me, so I'm sort of going a little cuckoo here today. So, listen, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the USA Radio Network. Please, everybody, in all seriousness, back to the serious. Go shake a hand to a veteran this weekend. Again, thank you all this Memorial Day. I can't wait to be back here Thursday. You guys have a great one. Wayne Allen Root next on the USA Radio Network. See you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
90.